All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalku meeting for a special meeting today. It is August 28th, 2014, approximately 9 a.m. The only comments I would have is just special meeting. We always need to strictly limit our topics, the discussion to the topics on the agenda. Right, Alana? So I have no other comments. Andy?
No other comments.
Commissioner Fedorchak, Julie?
I don't have any opening comments.
Okay. So we'll go right to Commissioner Chrisman, who requested a special meeting.
Okay. We have the Falkirk Farmers Elevator case, and I would move the commission file the second report and recommendation of trustee with McLean County District Court, together with the corresponding motion to approve second report and recommendation of trustee and approve trust fund payments and related documents. I further move that once the second report and recommendation is approved by the district court, the licensing director be authorized to pay valid non-credit sale contract claims as soon as possible in Falkirk Farmers Elevator Company, Grain Warehouse Insolvency, case number GE-12-769.
Second.
This is the second part of our bifurcated process with Falkirk Farmers Elevator. And previously, just for the refresher, I don't recall the numbers exactly, but what we had done was split this up and paid the people with credit sale contract claims and got that ball moving, because there was only one claim on the trust fund, and that was being held up in court and everything else. So we went ahead and paid those credit sale contract claimants the amount that we were able to out of the indemnity fund. And now this has moved along to a point where the numbers are finalized and we are able to pay St. Hilaire the loan trust fund claimant the amount that we were able to capture from grain proceeds plus the bond amount. And so that's what this will take to the district court for our recommendation. And upon approval, this would allow the director to go ahead and pay that out.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, motion is approved.
All right, thank you, Darrell. Commissioner Chris, anything else?
I do not.
Okay, Commissioner
No.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
No, I don't have any more to add other than thank you for getting this done, and I'm pleased that that the claimants now will be paid, and I think Randy would be good to review what were the total payouts on this. I don't have those figures as clear in my head, but the total numbers for these folks, as well as the cash and credit sale folks, this insolvency ended up bringing people pretty close to being whole.
Well, I think the The credit sale checks, there were seven of them for $223,000, just over $223,000. And so that would have been 80% of their claims. So you could add to that what the claim was. But there was no one in this case that was over the amount whereby they wouldn't get their full 80%. In this case, there is $380,000 bond, and we were able to capture some assets of just under $81,000. So there's just over $460,000 that will be paid out in this. And the claim was for $495,795. So it's pretty close to the full amount. Mm-hmm. There was an original claim of more, but the valid claim was for $495,795.
So it was a 93% payout for that, the
trust fund claim.
Trust fund claim. And then all the cash sales were paid prior to the insolvency. So that's why there was only this one trust fund claim. All the other cash sales were paid.
Correct.
Prior to. Okay. I was under the understanding that there was a larger amount for the credit sale claimants from the indemnity fund, that it was in the 90% somehow. But maybe I misunderstood that, Sue.
Before a claim was filed here, Falkirk had liquidated, done a lot of liquidation, including the facilities, and they're the ones that made payment to the cash claimants of 100%, and then they paid the credit sale contract claimants 80%. So when we had our insolvency, there was 20% that was remaining to be paid against those credit sale contracts, and then the credit sale contract claimants received 80% of that remaining 20%. So that's how you come up to 96% payment.
For the
credit sale contract claimants.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. All right.
So anything else, Julie?
No.
Andy? All right, we'll close the special meeting, reconvene our administrative meeting in 5 minutes, but I guess there might be some questions, so let's close the meeting first.
Oh, wait, no. There's some discussion matters.
Yeah, but that's the administrative portion of our meeting, isn't it? Special meeting, administrative matters. I got to close one, then open the other.
I see. All right.
So now we can have questions from the floor.